Friday, July 16th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman, making headlines. President Jacob Zuma called on Thursday for calm and unity after reports that African migrants are fleeing South Africa for fear of fresh xenophobic violence after the close of the 2010 FIFA World Cup. A previous spate of anti-foreigner attacks in 2008 cut into investor confidence, and another wave could weaken Zuma and mar the country's image after its successful hosting of the World Cup. Almost as soon as the World Cup final ended, concerns flared about a relapse of attacks on migrants from neighboring states competing for scarce jobs. Police shifted from protecting foreign visitors at soccer stadiums to patrolling impoverished townships where migrants live, as officials vowed that there would be no repeat of the violence 2 years ago that killed 62 and left more than 100,000 people homeless. However, many migrants fear a rapid dissipation of feelings of African unity generated by the first World Cup on the continent, stifling South African accusations that foreigners are stealing jobs at a time of 25% unemployment. Reduced funds from rich donor nations to treat HIV/AIDS in poorer nations will ultimately lead to more graves and higher care costs for people who get sick while they wait for drugs. Médecins Sans Frontières said that political budget choices made by rich countries who are either freezing or cutting overseas aid money for HIV/AIDS treatment programs are already starting to affect HIV/AIDS patients and putting lives at risk. MSF's Sharonan Lynch says that these decisions will impede the progress of the fight against HIV/AIDS for the years to come. The medical charity published a report ahead of a major international conference on HIV/AIDS starting in Vienna on Sunday, in which it set out the 10 consequences of AIDS treatment delayed, deferred, or denied. The report suggests that far from cutting back on treatment projects in high-risk developing nations such as sub-Saharan Africa, donors should recognize that investing now in earlier treatment for more patients would pay off later. MSF campaign director Tito von Schoen-Angera says that it is a question of choice. If rich countries don't help us treat HIV/AIDS, there will be more graves. South Africa's state-owned Industrial Development Corporation plans to inject 11.7 billion rand into green industries over the next 5 years, as part of a larger 100 billion rand disbursement plan between 2010 and 2015. IDC CEO Jeffrey Kenner says that the green economy has emerged as a primary focus for the development finance institution, owing to its potential to create jobs and lower the carbon intensity of the South African economy. But Kenner stresses that the DFI is adopting an holistic approach to green industries and that it will seek to participate in the development both of green infrastructure and the manufacture of green technologies. The green industry thrust is aligned to the Department of Trade and Industry's Industrial Policy Action Plan and the emerging new growth path, which is being driven by Economic Development Minister Ibrahim Patel, also making headlines. The African National Congress Youth League is going ahead with the disciplinary proceedings against former Limpopo chairperson Lekhlongonolo Masoga. Guinea releases the son of former president Lassana Conte, held for the past 17 months on accusations of narcotics trafficking and named by the US as a drugs kingpin. Communications Minister Siphiwe Nyanda rejects a report that he was suspending his director general as false, spurious and malicious, following alleged disagreements over the issuing of tenders by the department. And the International Maritime Bureau reports that pirate attacks globally declined by nearly one-fifth in the first half of 2010, owing to a strong naval presence in the Gulf of Aden. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.